was on, yeah. They call it Alabama the Crimson Tide. Call me Dinkin' Blues! I don't even know what that means, but it's from a freaking Steely Dan song. And Steely Dan's one of those bands, is the older I get, the more I appreciate it. It's like Electric Light Orchestra. Fucking the older I get, now I'm a freaking big Steely Dan fan. I'm the coach. Brian Ingles is here.
Enough is enough.
Never gets old. Never gets old. Never gets old, kid.
No, the fans have spoken. I'm ready to bring it tonight.
Yeah? Yeah, you ready to bring it tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm ready to bring it as well. Homecoming weekend. Big win for us. 21-9 over the Cowboys of Chino High. You know, I was watching Monday Night Football a couple of years ago. Chino High School had the most active players in the NFL. They had 4 active players like 3 years ago in the NFL. Beat them 21-9. Wasn't even that close. Play of the game? Something you never fucking see.
You call it?
No. We got a punt blocked on our own 5. Okay? Uh-huh. The kid who got beat on the protection scooped it up and ran it fucking 60 yards. And then we scored on the drive. You never see that.
Nah.
You ever see that? You know, the team got the punt blocked, pick it up and freaking go?
Dude, you have a lot of college guys or coaches or staff or what do they call bird checkers or bird watchers, guys that are coming to check on these kids like for recruiting and that kind of shit?
Yeah, a few. Arizona State, your alma mater was there last week. Washington State was, they come around. But I tell you, the quality of football, maybe it's because I'm getting old and I'm just like, back in my day. But I'm telling you, the quality of football fucking is going down. We have not played any teams that I was impressed with, and there's not many of the kids I've been impressed with.
It's got to be harder for the recruiters to kind of find some good kids.
I mean, they're out there. I'm sure, you know, in Florida and in the South, but just not this area that I'm seeing. Oh, they're only in a few schools. Mm-hmm. You know, because of the recruiting, they all go to like a couple schools. They're not as spread out. You know, that makes sense?
Yeah.
You know, we got a couple kids that I think are real. I don't think they're D1 kids, but maybe, you know, the best Mexican football player I've ever been around. The kid's electric. Every time every game, he finds a way to do something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whether it's a punt return or he scoops up a fumble or he just got it. But I don't know if he's big enough or fast enough. Well, size really doesn't matter. Height doesn't really matter for a skill kid. I mean, look at Wes Welker. He's fucking tiny. Mm-hmm. Look at the boy in the freaking Cowboys. What's that guy's name?
Cole Beasley. I think he's about 5'8", 5'9".
If that.
Yeah.
If that. I was taller than him, and he had cleats on. You know?
Is that when you were out there in the huddle?
Yeah, I was out there in the huddle fucking getting next to him. Hey, I'm taller than this guy. But height's overrated for those positions. Although, for receivers, I do think you need height for target purposes.
Yeah.
Speaking of target purposes, fucking anything I said about Gronkowski in the past is fucking wrong. The guy's a fucking force. That was awesome. Did you watch that today?
It was great. It was great. I you know, it's either they look great or the Bears just didn't show up. I mean, that team and the Seahawks are a disaster right now.
Well, the Bears are certainly a freaking disaster. Seahawks, yeah, I mean, what? But they're still 4-3.
Yeah.
But the Bears have, what, lost 5 in a row?
Yeah.
And just badly. I mean, that was the best Tom Brady's looked in maybe ever, right? He was 30 or 35, 5 touchdowns.
He just, that kind of one-on-one coverage with Gronkowski is never going to work. That guy just can push off on anyone. He's a fucking beast.
He's just too big.
Yeah.
And Brandon LaFell looked really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Edelman didn't even really have that much. Edelman played, but.
No.
Kid, I fucking drank so much last night. And I still on my TV. I had to go to a Chili's again to watch the freaking games. It's embarrassing, I know. But I love the food there, too, so.
Yeah, it's good.
But it's embarrassing. You know, seeing these freaking single dads with their kids, freaking both of them on their iPads, just freaking, you know, games. They got their weekends. Like, oh, me sitting there.
Would you just crushing Sam Adams, Halls?
I don't drink Sam Adams. I'm a straight Bud Light kid. You know this. I don't drink Sam Adams. This shit sits on your tongue.
Yeah, it's true.
It doesn't taste, you know, I like one of them. Mm-hmm. Ugh, fucking scrape my tongue. You know, I feel like I'm wearing socks in my teeth after I drink one of those fucking things.
Not mugging up with chicks after a couple of those.
But I, you know, my point is I was hungover and I fucking, you know, these early games, it's a gift and a curse. And I was like 10:30. I was like, fuck.
I love it.
I do like, you know, given the choice, I take the earlier game.
I in talking to some of our mutual friends back home, they seem to think that the 1 o'clock starts great because they can go to the gym or do something. But it's like, fuck it. Just let me get up. Let me keep on going.
Yeah.
Have a beer at around 9:30. And then the day is on its way.
Yeah, there is a certain buzz that you get.
Domino's around noon.
Yeah. But it bites you in the ass, on especially on like Monday nights, like 5 o'clock, you know, he's still doing shit.
Yep.
But champagne problems. I just read that.
Am I right that Monday Night Football, at least when we were younger, used to be on, I thought it came on at 9 o'clock East Coast.
It did.
Remember they moved it up to 8? Because I remember like it being on around midnight, like in elementary school. And so now it starts.
You stayed up that late in elementary school?
No.
Special occasions?
Yeah, special occasions. But my mom also worked at night. So it was like, you know, she was gone, I could do whatever. But it always seemed like the games were so fucking late. And it's like, how does anyone stay up and watch this that
a 9 o'clock start? I know. Yeah. Same thing about the World Series. Yeah, last year, it starts at 8:30. What the fuck? You know, it's the fifth inning at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I
know. It's weird how your perspective changes on everything. Mm-hmm. You come out west, kid. SoCal. It changes. Everything changes. You know? But I tell you what hasn't changed. Tom fucking Brady. He's such a likable player. Talking to my dad about this today. He's like Larry Bird. Fucking, I'm glad Tom Brady is someone on, you know, someone you can root for. He's just so likable.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, though, we were both shitting on him.
Oh, bullshit. I was not. Fucking play back the tape. I was not.
One of our fans call in and play it. No, I thought that we were just saying that they weren't progressing. He was old and looked like the game was passing him by.
What? You're freaking on crap.
We were shitting on Josh McDaniels.
The team.
Maybe not Tommy Terrific. The team,
but not Tom. Well, they're hot and cold. They're still not going to win. Mm-hmm. They're not going to win it. They're flawed. They're fatally flawed. But they click at times. You know what I mean? They click in the playoffs. I can't see anybody beating Denver, but it's a long season.
Well, Denver we got them next week at noon, right? How is that not a national game? It's at 1:30. I mean, you think it would be like the Sunday. I mean, I would think.
Yeah.
Or the late start.
Well, they don't go to the flex scheduling, but yeah. If you see this Patriots schedule in the next few weeks, it's like Denver, Green Bay, San Diego.
Yeah. They're tough.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. Patriots play Denver every year, right?
I don't know how this. Well, the schedule obviously has something to do with win losses, but it seems like they've been playing certain teams more and more. Like, I don't know, for whatever reason, the Bengals always end up playing.
The Bengals. Fucking band.
Dude, by the way, I can't get enough of that Icky Woods commercial.
I know. I freaking brought Icky Woods back, kid. This show brought Icky Woods back. He was nowhere. I brought him out of obscurity. Yeah. Good for him. I hope he's making a little bit of money off that shit.
What do you think he makes? 50 grand off that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. It's amazing, though, how iconic that guy was for someone who played like 1 year.
Not even a full season.
Right? Not even a real full season. And this guy's an icon.
I love him.
He's everywhere. Well, I mean, still, I mean, that was fucking, 20-something years ago.
87, right?
88 Super Bowl, 89 Super Bowl. Ridiculous. Your boy Michael Sam, done.
Done, dude.
Nobody's going to sign him, huh?
I don't know, man. You wonder how much of a shot he actually got. And just to kind of, to me, it just goes to show you, like, the football thing is just, it's, like, so difficult to hang in there. Just cut, bring in, hey, we need another tight end. Well, who are we going to clip? And you just get, I mean, it's just kind of a rotating door. But how do you go from play of the year in the SEC on the defensive side of things to fucking not in the league at all?
Nothing.
How is that possible? You can't tell me that he isn't good enough to be on special teams or reserve linebacker for every single team in the NFL. It's just about getting a shot.
Yeah, and from your perspective, I would think that's a freaking shot in your wallet, kid. Right?
Dude,
if he fucking was...
Oh, if he came off, if he made the team, huge.
Right? He would have been one of the top sellers in the league.
Yeah. And now it looks smart that no one ever made the jersey, or we didn't make the jersey for him. So, you know, it's all about DeMarco Murray right now. Fucking print those things.
Yeah, print them. No shit.
Yeah.
They're due, though. They're due for losses. Come on. They're really not that fucking good.
They're
going
to beat the Skins this week. Can we agree on that? That team, Colt McCoy.
I would think.
Yeah, it's a 9.5. I think they're getting 9.5.
I would think they would beat them, but you just don't know.
That's true.
But they're due for losses. They're not that good.
Yeah.
I think they'll be 10-6, 11-5, sneaking the playoffs, which is good for the league.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, and the Cowboy fans are so obnoxious, man. Ugh. Everywhere. Fucking, you know, all these kids in school. You get a good gauge teaching school, you know.
But the kids are fans?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Cowboy fans in the freaking school. Well, you figure their parents are probably like our age.
Yeah.
You know, and they're real big Emmitt Smith fans and all that shit. But... we talked about it last week. I don't care what anyone says. The Pittsburgh Steelers are the most popular team in the country. At the Chili's today, at the Chili's huge, today, it was funny. It was funny.
They're a sorry sack of people, though.
With Pittsburgh fans?
Yeah.
Yeah, well. I was at fucking Chili's, and the waitress had a Troy Polamalu shirt on, and she's serving a guy and his kid, and they both had Troy Polamalu shirts on, and they didn't even acknowledge that they were all wearing the same hair. So it's fucking silly.
That is funny.
Oh, well, I sit there in fucking Chili's eating my fucking nachos, going through my freaking online dating freaking profile.
Tinder or whatever?
Sad, kid.
Yeah, how's that going? You get any bites?
Plenty of bites. Plenty of fish. Plenty of bites. Too much. Too much.
A lot of desperate ass chicks out there or what?
Come on. What do you mean? You're fucking lucky if they're going to stumble upon this profile. Are you fucking kidding me?
I hear.
They're everywhere. I'm still shocked you never freaking, you missed the boat on that.
I know.
Well,
I
wait
know.
Till your woman kicks you out and you fucking, you'll be desperate enough to fucking do it.
Yeah, dude, hopefully, hopefully that time that I do get a little shot at that, that would be fun.
I'd move to Dallas if I were you, but that's a whole different story. You need to be there.
I thought about it. I thought about it.
Too hot, huh?
Too hot. Just a different, total different life, man. I think it'd be a lot of missionary position out in the suburbs.
It's getting to the point where you just fucking get what you can get, kid. Yeah. You know, I'm fucking getting picky with positions and shit. Enough. This week in Jameis Winston, they say he's coming out for the draft.
Of course.
Why wouldn't he, right? Yeah. He'd be a fucking fool not to.
Yeah, yeah.
All he can do is hurt his stock. He'd be a top five pick at this point. See fucking Jimbo. I feel for Jimbo because I can understand. For all the bullshit that goes on with Jameis Winston, I bet you he's a likable kid. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
To some degree. Yeah,
I bet you he's a likable kid. If you're around him all the time, yeah, he's a fool. But, you know, we all have fools for fucking lives and shit, you know?
Did you see Jimbo Fisher's kid? Yeah, Jimbo Fisher's kid dressed up as Jameis Winston on Superhero Day for his, like, elementary school.
Did he go in blackface?
No, but did you see that thing out? The little kid looked like he was about 5 years old, white kid with a black face painted on him and a Ray Rice uniform dragging around a doll.
For Halloween?
Yeah.
What do people think, man?
Dude, I mean, I guess it's not very parental or whatever the word is, but it's not.
You know. I think blackface is funny, but I would never fucking do it. Just too much.
They showed a guy on TV that showed up at the a party in Hollywood, and he was dressed up as Adrian Peterson with a little black doll, and he was hitting
with the switch yeah. in blackface as well. Yeah. Oh, some people just don't care.
Yeah,
like Ray Rice, he don't give a fuck, and he's got the freaking trial coming up with Goodell has to testify.
Only a matter of time. I just read the article that said he may be back in the league sooner than you think.
No one's going to sign him. Who's going to sign him? Dude. Why would you fucking sign him? There's so many players out there. Look at Jonas Gray today. Patriots, that's a guy that he fucking tore it up. There's so many backs out there.
You're right about that. But, I mean, it seems like that whole story is just, you know, it's. I think it's passed by now for the most part.
You think it's blown over?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't. No one's going to sign him.
I hear more shit about Bruce Jenner being a woman than I do hear about being Ray Rice.
What is the deal with that?
I don't know.
Poor Bruce Jenner, you know? I mean, he's an American icon.
He was. He just fucking...
He was caught up in those fucking people. And they're so they're so popular. The Kardashians are fucking so popular.
And one of the younger daughters is an absolute smoke show, man. She's gorgeous.
They all are.
Come on, dude.
Come on what?
Come on.
Bruce Jenner's fucking hot now. And then there's a guy with, like... Supreme jeans, and he's still gonna alter it with fucking plastic and all that shit.
He's wearing a nice wig.
Did you get the LA survey? Supposedly they're surveying people in the LA community. You read about that? About the? Are you a fan of the NFL? It's like a 30-question survey they're freaking giving out to fans in LA.
Oh, trying to gauge kind of what they want to do now.
It seems that they're all saying it's gonna be the Rams.
Should be. The guy owns all the land by the Forum, by Hollywood Park. It's central enough in LA, by LAX, you can still get all the big money people from the hills and Malibu. It's not that far for them. Downtown will be a congestion nightmare. Although I would love it downtown in terms of things to do and access, but it's going to be out in Hollywood Park, man. The guy owns all the land and he owns the Rams. I mean, put it together.
What is this? You might know about it. I have no idea. I can't even figure out. What is this PSL, privatized fucking license seats? What is that?
Personal seat license?
Yeah. What is that?
That's what the Cowboys have done with all their seats. Basically, if you buy, say, season tickets, you just have season tickets. But if you buy the seat licenses, those seats are yours. So you get all the seats, you get all the seats to all the concerts, you get everything. So if you want to sell the tickets, you can. It's almost, I guess it'd be like, you know, think of it as you're renting out your house. Just, hey, I don't want my tickets for the day. I'm going to give them away. But you still have those tickets for every event and forever. So,
but the difference between that and season tickets is that you have it for like all concerts and shit.
Yeah, concerts. And it's, I really kind of sounds like a phony way to get more money out of people is really what it is. I mean, those personal seat licenses are a huge, huge, you know, deal for all these teams now. I mean, that's what the Levi Stadium did. All these stadiums, everybody's doing personal seat licenses. And I think they like four of them go for probably $25,000. And it's big money.
A year?
I don't know if it's a year or if you pay it for a lifetime or how that works, but I know you get it and, you know, they're yours for forever, I guess. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if you have to buy the season tickets year after year on top of that. You know how they make you buy like...
on top of the PSL?
Yeah. I would bet that's it. I mean, they're not going to let you go to those games for free.
Well, I mean, you're paying that fee, right? My brother had season tickets for years for the Pats way the hell up in the fucking corner. Not worth it. Fuck that. Not worth it.
You know, one or two games a year, maybe.
Yeah. Like today would have been real cool to go to.
Yeah.
You know, a nice freaking 1 o'clock game, nice clean October fucking weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had
blowout.
I knew a guy who had season tickets and he lived in Reading, kind of by what you did. And he talked about how the Patriots, when they were, you know, in their run, all their games were the Monday night, late Sunday, and playoffs. And he just said that it was an all day event. You're getting home at like fucking 3 o'clock in the morning and on Monday. You know, because you know, game ends around 11 or 12. You drink a little bit afterwards, drive home. I mean, that's a huge commitment.
Yeah, no fun. Talked about it before. You know, these people just dedicate their lives to that shit.
It's fucking cool.
Like LSU. Well, yeah, it's like LSU. Well, more so in the college game. The LSU game the other day, which I watched from beginning to end, which was a fucking great game. Good for Les Miles, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're listening, Les, you know, his mom kicked it the other day. Yep. And they dominated that game. They barely won it, 10-7. They had to pull the hottest stadiums to play in, and that was by far and away number 20, one.
That, Texas A&M and I think Oregon?
Yeah, Texas A&M and Oregon. I was surprised at that.
Everything I've always heard is Oregon is so difficult to play at. When you watch a game there, it looks fucking crazy to play at.
I tell you what, in my limited experience, Beaver Stadium is pretty fucking wild.
I bet. Yeah, it's loud.
You know, Penn State and... Wisconsin, the kids from Penn State were always talking about how hard it was to play at Wisconsin.
That I went out there for a game. It's one of the greatest towns and greatest experiences you could have.
Why'd you go out there for a game?
ASU was playing out there. We went out, got totally destroyed. Party. I mean, it's a great college town, man. I mean, you can drink on the campus. It's on the water, or on a lake. Beautiful downtown. Everybody's fucking going nuts. It's cool.
Yeah, those Big Ten schools freaking do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Big Ten kind of people laugh at the Big Ten.
Well, did you watch Michigan State, Michigan game?
God, no. It's the second week in a row you watch Michigan game.
Well, so I'm watching it, and I'm like, God, this is slow. I get my car, I was driving somewhere, and one of the radio guys I was listening to is like, I don't remember seeing a team do a huddle like this. I mean, Penn State just is huddle, huddle, huddle. Like
Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State, where like everybody else is, you know, running this fast tempo. These guys aren't. It just, the pace of a game is so... so different. You're not used to it anymore.
Yeah, right. The huddling, the double tight ends, it's difficult for teams. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. And we play these teams. I was telling you, you know, nobody goes on the center anymore. Everybody's fucking shotgun. And I just don't think that's the way to go. It's almost like it's a unique thing when you slow it down and line it up and go, boom, we're fucking coming at you.
I mean, Kansas State had Gronk's little brother running like a fullback or I don't know what the title, H-back or some shit.
Yeah,
or something. But you don't even see many blocking guys anymore.
And it's a shame because you create gaps. You with double tight ends and a fullback, you're essentially creating three or four more new gaps because if you count the fullback making a block and two gaps, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Splitting another gaps.
Okay.
And with the inside and the outside gaps, you're creating fucking more gaps. And it causes problems for the defenses when you spread everybody out, there's only the seven gaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody just... especially in high school football out here, everybody was more concerned about winning games in fucking June and July. You know, the passing league?
Oh, yeah, 7-on-7.
Everybody wants to win the fucking 7-on-7, so they create these offenses, and then it rolls into September and October, and they fucking... you put everything on the quarterback. And that's what happened this week, too. They put everything on the quarterback, and the kid shit down his leg.
That's a nice thought.
you know, you ever see a guy, I've seen kids fucking shit themselves in the football field.
Ugh.
It's awesome. They ever do that in the pool? You probably did
it. Dude, not talking about it. Mike Lucino does not like hearing about swimming, so we'll move on.
Hazing. Just seems like all these freaking schools are hazing. Central Bucks West in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you remember this. You probably don't. Like 2000. Mike Pettine, the coach of the of the Browns.
Yeah.
They did a documentary series. ESPN did a documentary series on him.
Uh-huh.
And his old man was the head coach of the Central Bucks West School in Pennsylvania. Remember that?
Yeah.
But anyways, this school, the whole team, they canceled the season. Another hazing thing. And it was weird to me. I don't even understand it. They put a wet towel over a kid's head and held him down in the shower, I guess, to, like, simulate waterboarding. I want to do that. I want somebody to waterboard me. I got to see that. Is it that fucking stressful?
I thought it was like
Let's do it fucking live next week. Waterboard each other.
Not to be confused with motorboating.
And what is it? What do they say?
The girl, Carrie, I think her name is, she tries it and it's just too intense. She just can't do it.
She freaks the fuck out?
Droplets. The water droplets on your head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
What?
I could see that.
I thought waterboarding was where they put something over your mouth and they're pouring water in.
Right, to simulate drowning.
Yeah.
Like putting something over. But the drops on your head is another one. And I guess it's like fucking after a while, it's like hitting your head with a bowling ball or something.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Anyhow, if you're getting hazing everywhere, what happens with good old fashioned hazing? Out the window, kid.
At least this one isn't, what do you call it, of a sexual nature. I don't get that, and I just find it to be not cool.
What, sticking your fingers up kids' asses and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never was into that either. Although I've seen some shit. You know the story about my high school was, we got, a bunch of kids got suspended because they were doing some shit, and I've seen it. I witnessed it, and I was like, fucking got out of there. But I was a junior, so I was like in the middle. I wasn't getting hazed, but I wasn't doing the hazing.
So I saw some seniors pinning some kids down and sticking.
The worst thing I seen, and it was fucking awful, and I fucking ran out of there, and I'm like, you're fucked up, kid.
What happened to the kid? Did he get in trouble?
Yeah, they got suspended. Actually, the kid who did it ended up fucking ODing and dying a couple of years ago.
Good for him.
Yeah, he fucking deserved it. He was his fucking scumbag. But whatever, we're all going to die, right? Anyway, he took the, you know, it was bunk bed fucking cabin style, right? Took the mattress off the bunk bed, and it was springs, and he made his kid lie down, face down on the springs, and his dick was hanging down, you know, through the spring, and he tied a girdle. You know what a girdle is when you put your pads in?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you fucking swimmer. And again, you put your pads in the fucking girdle, and he tied the girdle to his dick and dropped the fucking girdle off the freaking thing and fucking, like, pendulumed his fucking dick. And I came in, I seen it, and I'm like, look at this. I'm like, what the fuck, kid? You're fucking, that's disgusting, you know? I left. I mean, probably I should have done something,
You need to change your name to Mike McQuarrie.
I should probably, you know, in hindsight, you're like, you should have stepped up and did something, but you're like, what the fuck? This is more shocking than anything. And he only got suspended for one game.
It's disgusting.
Is that some shit?
You know? What do you do if you're a parent? Do you go kick the kid's ass or do you kick the kid's parents' ass?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Back then it was boys will be boys.
Oof.
I know, right? I don't know.
I wish I had some good swimming hazing stories for you. I'm sure that would be have everyone.
You shave each other's legs.
Yep.
Sniff each other's fucking speed. All right. No more. No more freaking Ebola. You see, Segway kid.
Obviously, the number one costume to wear for Halloween this year is a hazmat suit. Has to. That's the only thing you can wear.
Why?
Dude, you got to go out there with something that's in the people's conscience that everybody knows about. You show up wearing a fucking hazmat suit, you'll be a star.
You going to a Halloween party? I'm not. I got a football game. Thank God. I don't want to go to a Halloween party. I don't like Halloween parties. Although freaking chicks nowadays is just like as slutty as they can fucking be.
Yeah. My biggest fear is just having kids come to my door for fucking candy.
Yeah, that's fear. That's your biggest fucking fear.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want kids coming to my house. I remember we triggered.
How hard is it to go fucking buy a package of nerds and shit, man?
Yeah, but I don't want to. Just get out of here, kid. your mom and your dad and your outfits. I don't want you coming in. I mean, I remember we used to throw stink bombs in people's homes.
Yeah.
Open your door. Hey, thanks.
We used to egg like mad.
Yeah.
We used to egg like mad and take the shit off the shaving cream and put the aerosol spray fucking shaving cream thing.
Yeah, I mean, it just, it's a recipe for disaster. And so you just, my theme is as dark as the house can get and just make it look unwelcoming.
I go the other way now. Know what I do? I give out floss. Or fucking pennies, like a bag of pennies. I'm one of those fucking creeps, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give out fucking...
Give out your phone number?
Give out... give out fucking floss.
Oh, dude.
Fuck it. You know? Yo, hygiene.
That's how you're going to get your ass egged.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think kids really do that type of shit really anymore.
Probably not as much.
That was suburban madness. Like, we fucking went nuts during that shit.
Oh, yeah, we used to fucking play.
It was like The Purge. You ever see that movie?
No.
There's no rules. We just freaking, like in high school, it was like The Purge. We would just fucking go crazy.
Just, well.
One night a year. You chumps and fucking elitists probably didn't do that shit.
We used to have egg wars. We used to chase kids around in neighborhoods and literally rifle eggs at one another.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, you pick off a couple homes. What was the other stuff?
We used to shoot bottle rockets at each other and shit.
TP houses and shit, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of...
Yeah.
That was a thing, but eggs, eggs is a nightmare if your house is wearing it.
I got PC'd on two different occasions on freaking Halloween. Police custody.
Ooh.
It's the fucking worst thing I've ever done, as far as getting, trouble with the law. Ebola!
Back to it.
Paul Allen, kid, $100 million fucking dollars that guy gave up. See that?
For it's a fucking stupid cause.
Why?
I mean, I respect the bowl and all stuff, but dude, what have you been sitting on this money forever? I mean, what about all these other diseases that are much more, whether it be ALS, whatever, anything that's much Ebola, dude? Come on.
Yeah.
If you're
going
to give 100 of that, give 100 million to a couple other things. If you're sitting on that kind of loot, like, and look at him just giving it when Ebola's at its peak so he can get some press. If you really care about Ebola, give it a year ago when no one gave a shit about it. I mean, but I think
it's convinced me. Fucking, you're right. Fuck him.
Yeah, dude.
I was going to praise him, but you're right. He should be giving his money to something else.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I think it's good he gave it to it, and hopefully something happens, and hopefully we don't get Ebola, but, I mean...
hopefully.
Yeah.
I ain't getting Ebola, kid. I'm fucking... Anybody who fucking has anything to do with Ebola, I mean, being around,
Yeah.
I can't believe they still make us, teachers, get TB tests. Every fucking 2 years, like you couldn't get the TB, tuberculosis. I didn't even know tuberculosis. I never fucking met anyone who had tuberculosis. You?
I don't think so.
No. Fraud.
I probably had it, just didn't know it.
It's a scam. Yeah, that tough. Speaking of scams, what about North Carolina? I hope you're listening, Jason Rose. Your fucking school's a fraud. The fuck is that all about? Not that it's surprising. But UNC is supposed to be like an academic school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you'd think that would be happening at an Arizona State,
right.
Mississippi State. You don't see it happen in North Carolina. And I'm not exactly a big student, or never was, so I understand kind of trying to cut edges and get by. But this thing seems, just reading about it, kind of the key points, this was massive,
Frauded
curriculum, cheating, whatever.
Large scale. Everybody had to know about it.
I mean, how the teacher was retiring and how the advisors told all the athletes, you've got to get your papers to this person before they retire, because if you don't, you're going to get an F in this thing.
Right.
But do you think the basketball coaches, do you think any coaches had anything to do with it or knew about it?
Absolutely they knew about it.
I mean, taking that African history or whatever the class was.
Absolutely they knew about it. Yeah. Those coaches are with those kids all the fucking time, especially basketball. There's only 12 of them.
Yeah.
They know everything that they're doing. Of course they fucking knew. But what do? Fire everybody at the school? You can't. Then you got no school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a fucking joke. NCAA is a fucking joke. The whole thing. Everything. We talk about pro football shit. We're freaking running out of time. I still want to talk about college football, though. It's fun to talk about. How bad is UCLA, by the way?
Jesus.
Almost losing to Colorado.
feel bad for Colorado, man. You want them. I want them to be back and be good. I want them to be exciting for whatever reason. I don't know.
I know.
And I don't like. I know Utah's the big giant slayer. When I think of Utah, I think of Colorado. The programs is the same sort of thing. And I just Utah bugs me. That quarterback they have is the most ridiculous haircut I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but, and I don't have much use for the Mormons either. I don't have much use for the state, to be honest with you.
So I'd rather hear about Colorado than Utah.
Mormons are fucking weird. You know, fucking magic underwear and shit. Of course, they beat USC.
Yeah.
That was at Utah, though, huh?
Yeah. They only had 49,000 students, or 49,000 people that can fit in that stadium. Did you watch that game?
No.
USC had it. I mean, and all I read about today is it's game management. I mean, those guys had the ball with 2 minutes left, and they were up, and they didn't run the ball. They kind of did a couple screwy plays. They get the third down. Guy gets the first down, but he stepped out of bounds. They turn over on fourth down. I mean, it's just they gave that game away. They should have won, man. So, but
I don't think they're well coached. I don't think Sock's fucking the answer, but I don't think any team's well coached, to be honest with you. I'm just becoming fucking so jaded on every coach. Heisman watch. Kid, I'm hoping they give it to a fucking running back. They haven't given it a running. Who's the last running back to win? I don't even know. Ricky Williams? No.
Last running back.
I don't know. We could sit here and fucking beat our brains all night about it, but it'll come to me at some point. Amir Abdullah, kid, Nebraska. You see that fool?
Awesome.
Real deal. 19 carries, 225 yards, 3 touchdowns.
And Rutgers doesn't count, though.
Yeah, you remember, you know, Rutgers in the... What is Schiano, by the way? Where is Greg Schiano
nowadays?
Who
knows, but that guy sounds like he's the worst.
I know. Well, I worked with the guy who worked with him and fucking said he is the worst.
Was he just a hard-driving guy and everybody?
Or? Yeah, it's like he would fucking just do ridiculous things and make them stay ridiculous hours. I tell you, though, all right, quick tangent, but not really. Our JV team is 7-1,
mm-hmm.
Okay? A JV team never practices. They practice with varsity, and they do their own. They never fucking practice as a team, okay? Every team in our league practices JV on their own, uh-huh. Completely separate from fucking varsity. Practicing their own coaches, own plays, own everything. We're 7-1. This team never practices on their own. We have a few talented kids that we slip down there, and we're fucking kicking the shit out of everybody, and then we never practice. So my point is, practice is overrated. Fucking players.
Talking about practice.
Yeah, we're sitting here talking about practice. It's players. Even in football. Reason I go down there, guys like Schiano spend like 20 hours a fucking day in the office. You know why I think they spend that time in the office? Because they hate their wives and kids. So they fucking stay in the office. You don't need to spend that much time in football.
When you're not the top dog, so say whenever you were at Penn State or whatever, doing your thing, do you basically just gotta, how do you know when you can and can't leave? You just base it off when you see Paterno walk out the office?
Yeah,
or
that's pretty much whoever's on top of you.
So if you're an offensive line coach and you're obviously under the coordinator and he's there till 9 o'clock at night, you may just be there killing time, but you can't leave until he leaves.
It is the biggest waste of fucking time. You sit around and fucking dip tobacco and fucking sit around and do nothing. Watch fucking films and create fucking scenarios in your head. Well, it was like the one story, we were fucking playing Duquesne when I was at Holy Cross, right? Duquesne was the first game of the year. And we literally, between all the fucking guys, hundreds of man hours in preparation in this game, you know, between mm-hmm. everybody. Hundreds of hours. They had a brand new coach and staff, did none of the stuff we prepared for. You know, and they came out with a completely different offense. And we mm-hmm. practiced fucking hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars, if you know, with all the time, yeah. And you cut it up, and then he came out and just did something else. Fucking stupid. It's too much fucking time and resources going to football. High school level as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a fucking joke. We take it too seriously. Anyhow, as I sit here and fucking ramble every week about freaking taking shit too seriously, what about Revis being sent home late? Bill Belichick fucking takes himself too seriously, too. People are late to shit. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
It sounds like, though, that the message get across correct, or, you know, and it wasn't a big blown-up deal. Where if it was in Seattle and it was Marshawn Lynch, the guy would have gone fucking crazy.
I don't see where it benefits the football team, though, because, again, talking about practice,
yeah,
you're just sending him home from practice, and in theory, you're fucking, he's less prepared than yep. he would be if he was there. What about just running him after practice?
That'd probably be the best thing to do.
Sending them home is like, good, fuck it. I'll go home and kick it with my fucking family and play fucking video games and probably, you know, drink some scissorp. You know what I mean? Probably get fucking ripped on purple drink. But, you know, it's like, it's just these guys take themselves so seriously. Send them home like it's going to teach a fucking 30-year-old man this lesson. Ooh, I can't be late again. Yeah, fuck that. It's like when they send Brandon Spikes home because of fucking snow. You know how it is.
Yeah.
You get caught in a fucking snowstorm out here. You could be 2 hours early, you get caught in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. It happens. You know, just Billy takes himself too seriously. But they're fucking winning and they're back freaking on my good graces. You see J.J. Watt again.
Yeah. I like that. I liked him.
Fucking clown, Zach Mettenberger.
Yeah, well, J.J. Watt is, I think if he wasn't a football player and I happened to, like, work with him, he's a guy, or just knew him, he's a guy that I would not like. He's just a dildo.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, but I do think that, you know, but he's got that intensity, man. He's consistent with it. And the way he talked about Mettenberger is exactly what I would expect.
Well, you see what he did? He got a sack and he took a selfie.
Yeah, and he talked about it afterwards. And he said, dude, this isn't high school.
I think that's kind of funny, but at the same token, and he's still drawing attention to himself with the fucking... But still, that guy's a freak.
Did you see him after interviewed?
No, I didn't see it. I read about it.
They asked him, and they said, what about that? And he said, saw the quarterback had some extra time in his hand taking selfies of himself. You know, I wanted to remind him that this isn't high school anymore. This is the real deal.
It's a generation, though. They're all like that. But, yeah, not high school anymore. Tennessee's freaking awful. They should just fold as a franchise.
I know. Can you believe that people thought Jake Locke at one point was like as good as Andrew Luck? Remember when they were coming out?
I still think Jake Locke is okay, but he's always hurt.
Yeah, he needs to go back to baseball.
Well, he's a good baseball player?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're all good baseball players. Could you see that story about the fucking, and I got no segue, but it's just awesome. That story about that kid in the practice squad from fucking Denver, John Boyette. Did you see that?
Yeah. Call my boss.
Call my boss. But that.
So he's just out getting hammered at like you at a Chili's. That's really what it comes down to. He's out at a boneless buffalo wings or some shit.
Well, nothing wrong with that. But I mean, but it's the shit he did after, kid. He stole a fucking shovel from and he tried to fucking hit his cabbie. He tried to fucking kill his cabbie. And then he hid under a fucking pile of mulch.
But this is the second time that he's had a meltdown like that.
He tried to hide from the police in a pile of mulch.
Yeah.
Trying to steal food off a woman's plate at the fucking Chili's.
I have nothing that's but awesome. Nothing but respect for that guy.
That's awesome. That's the second time that's happened. But you know, that's the thing though. When you're around really good football players, a lot of them are just fucking nuts. Period.
Yeah. You gotta figure a guy like him who's on the fringe, who you know, I would hate to say it, as a white guy, smaller. The guy's got to be a goddamn lunatic. And he's not a receiver. He's, you know,
safety.
A gunner or something, whatever those, whatever. I mean, you just got to be crazy. And you get about 3 years of that, and then you're, you know, the next thing you know, he's a cop.
Yeah, right. Those people are just dangerous. Dangerous in society.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a lot of dudes who join the military kind of the same way. Dangerous in society. But I don't want to, you know.
Speaking of military, the other night, thought I taped Lone Survivor.
Yeah.
But I taped The Lone Ranger, like some like honky tonk movie. I like sat down to watch it and was like, dude, I'm a fucking idiot.
That's true. But talking about cab drivers, kid, you gotta fucking, you're telling me the story before you go on here, and it's just fucking too much. You have to tell it on the app. Going to the fish show by yourself, fucking weirdo. That's fucking queer, by the way. Going to the fish show by yourself, but all right.
I have my 12er with me.
Yeah.
Persian, Muslim, Arab guy picks me up, you know,
cab driver.
All the same. Yeah. We're driving. He says, you want to take the freeway? You want to take the main road? I said, we'll take the main road. We're going just fine. A lot of traffic. Guy makes this noise out of nowhere. I thought it was something that he heard, it like somebody died. He, you know, he was on the phone, you know, I don't know what it was. And, yeah, exactly. And the next thing I know, we're still driving, and he's out like a light, like foaming at the mouth. But he's looking out the car window.
While driving.
Yep. Going about 15, 20 miles an hour. We were coming up to a green light, but we were slowing down because the traffic hadn't taken off yet. And it's an electric Prius, whatever. I don't know how to turn those things on or off, to be perfectly honest with you. And that's what the problem was. And we hit a car from behind, kind of start going through traffic, and he's just not waking up. And so, you know, it's my fat ass can barely squeeze through the middle of the window there where you give the money or whatever it is.
So it was his foot still in the accelerator, or it came off?
Came off, but was on and off. Like, he was twitching, hitting brakes, kind of going all the place. We were probably going about 50 miles an hour. We, you know, the cops said we clipped about anywhere from, like, probably realistically six cars, maybe more. And but my left arm was able to squeeze through there and grab the
wheel. Through the plexiglass.
Yeah, and then I was able to get my, open the driver's side front door so I could see out, because I was kind of leaning forward, and I had a, like, my ass and feet were up in the air in the back, and I was with my left looking out at the guy. And all I saw was this traffic coming at me, and everybody slowing down, kind of letting me get through the traffic, and just drove the thing right up on a curb, hit it, and then we got hit from behind, and I had the door shut and was jammed, and so I had to climb out the window, go around, pulled the guy out of the car, laid him down, and he was just twitching, and he had a...
How long was he out for? Did he ever come to consciousness?
Probably. He came to consciousness, but literally didn't know what the hell was going on. He was out for about 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, he was on the ground in the fire trucks and the EMTs, and they put him on a stretcher. And then when they put him in the ambulance, like, the guy wants to talk to you. I was like, what the fuck does he want to say to me? Like, sorry? And he's like, dude, what happened? I was like, okay, get out of here.
You know? like accusatory? Like, you flipped him a Mickey or something?
Yeah.
You cold cocked him or something?
Yeah, so, you know what's, and the other thing about it is when I called the cab company to tell them what happened, they were more scared of, you know, how is the car going to be towed. They didn't care about, not only me, they didn't care about him. And the cops, when I talked to them, they said, did anyone there speak English? I said, not really. And they're like, we get more calls on this cab company from people like yourself than, you know, they call us about customers. So, sounds like a shady operation.
Screw those motherfuckers, kid.
Nah, dude.
I know, I ain't the way I do shit either. Now, you were drinking?
Yeah.
You were drunk?
Yeah.
I wonder if they could turn around and fucking DUI you for that shit.
They can, man. They called me a hero, man. I'll take
you're
that.
Batman.
Yeah, I mean, his girl came. She was crying. It was a big production, and the lady that we got hit, I mean, I wanted to get out of there and go to the show, but this lady was making me stay around. And then when you're a witness to something like that, you've got to stay around. You've got to sign stuff. They've got to give you tests to make sure you're okay and all that stuff. So I got to fish at about 7:15.
Well, how'd you get to fish? Did another cab driver come pick you up?
Another cab, yeah.
Same company?
Yeah.
On the house?
No, I paid this one.
What the fuck?
The guy didn't know about it. I think I just flagged him down on the street. He, like, had no idea. And they took me there, and, you know, they're supposed to call me. I'm sure that they'll give me free cabs for
life.
I don't know, but, dude, I guess basically I've got to update my lifestyle and get with Uber, bottom line.
Yeah. I did it last night, kid, and fucking some Chinaman picked me up at fucking 2 a.m. and drove me around like $10.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, this guy will probably never drive again.
I think Uber is actually more strict about that type of shit. I'm sure that guy has a history of fucking seizures.
When they were talking to him on the ground, man, he said he had no medication, he didn't know 1 + 1. He didn't know what day he was in. And the guys that I talked to on the phone at the cab company were like, you know, we need to make sure our drivers get more sleep and better health. It's like, okay. And they're like, we make them sign a non-disclosure agreement. Dude, who gives a shit about those things? Everybody lies on that.
I actually feel bad for cabbies. That business is going away. But it's just evolving. It's just evolving in Uber.
Yeah.
It's just evolving. So if you want to do it, you just got to go through Uber now. Speaking of fucking people who can't add one and one, segue, Kevin Cobb. You see that? You read that story about that fucking guy?
I read a little bit about it.
Like yesterday he was playing in the NFL. They say he fucking can't even function.
Just too many concussions.
Yeah.
You know, some people, though, I wonder, like, how does Kevin Cobb get all these concussions versus Carson Palmer doesn't have it? Is it just how you get hit or when you get hit? I mean, it's just weird to me that some guys always get concussions, dude.
I think it's just a predisposition like anything else. It's weird that some people just can't stay healthy.
All right, I got you.
You know what I mean? I think it's just, I don't know, a fucking guy's got a soft fucking nugget of a fucking head, you know?
But what'd they say? He can't, I mean, I read a little bit.
He can't fucking even, he barely functions as a human being.
Oof.
Yeah. This shit's going to hit the fan with the league, kid. You cannot fucking prevent it. They say all the shit that they want. Concussions are down, but you cannot prevent it. To be an effective football player, you have to fucking stick your head in there.
How,
you have to.
Has anyone looked at, you know, that rugby or Australian rules? What's up? You know, I know that those guys, don't hit with their heads and tackle differently, and it's a different game. But you don't, I mean, I don't never heard one study or anything or talked about. Do those guys get concussions?
I'm sure they do. Yep. I'm just a different freaking thing. Got you know, they're not suing the league. Speaking of lawsuits, fucking, I just read this shit. People are suing Vitamin Water because they thought Vitamin Water was actually healthy for you. And I could see that. And did you know that you can fucking get in on this right now? If you wanted to get in on this class action lawsuit against Red Bull, they're giving $10 to freaking everyone who gets in on this class action lawsuit because Red Bull doesn't literally give you wings. Is that some shit? Yeah. You know what I mean? Because people are like, no, you know, you said it gives you wings and makes these claims. You get $10, a $10 fucking gift certificate from Red Bull.
I'd rather go donate plasma.
I'm not, donate plasma? What the fuck are you talking about?
Can't you do that as plasma something?
Donate blood?
I mean, no, I think plasma. Isn't plasma sort of something?
Yeah, it's in your blood. It's yeah,
you can,
blood.
Yeah, I think you can donate plasma. It's separate from blood.
No way. How do they extract plasma from you other than fucking blood?
I don't know, but I remember looking at those things in college being like, dude, I need $20. Donate plasma.
Dude, I'd go whack off a fucking $20. I'd fucking do it for free every day. I never done that. You know anyone who's ever fucking given sperm?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'd feel wicked creepy fucking doing that shit.
Well, like walking down the hallway with a Playboy under your arm?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go whack off at a medium pace.
And then people freaking look through the book and like look at your picture like fucking online dating and be like, yeah, I want a kid with that guy. I think I would fucking, nobody would skip over my page.
Oh, yeah. Your shit would just be sitting in the fridge forever.
Oh, I don't want to talk about online dating too much, but it is a fucking trip. The women that fucking contact you, you know what I mean? It's like you kind of get a feel from like they think, you know, hey, this guy is like my level type thing. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. You seek your own fucking type. And you're like, fuck, am I really like fucking,
am I really attracting these ones?
Right. And like, this is, you know, this is reciprocal. You know?
Yeah.
I'm fucking.
How's it going for you on there?
Enough. I'm not talking about my fucking dating life, kid. No. Enough of that. I am going to talk about the fucking highest paid coaches in college football. Who is it?
Obviously. Saban.
Nick Saban. Two.
Two. Les Miles?
Bob Stoops. Les Miles not in the top five. Three. Charlie Strong. That shit's going to end in fucking failure in Texas. And you just can smell it coming. Three. Charlie Strong. Four.
Moore?
No.
Jim Moore?
I fucking hate Jim Moore, too, by the way. He's a fucking ass clown. Fucking self-promoter. Four.
Steve Spurrier.
Kevin Sumlin. Five. Pope Urban, Ohio State, Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas, Texas A&M, Ohio State. That makes sense. I would think Les Miles would be up there, though.
Yeah.
But he's not. ESPN is the worst fucking thing ever. Now for ESPN being the worst thing ever. Top headline. We got the World Series going on. Basketball season's fucking upon us. I don't know if you're an NBA fan. Are you an NBA fan?
Somewhat. I actually do sort of like watching the Lakers when they're on.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, when it's on, it's 7 o'clock, it's dark, it's ugly out, might as well.
Anyway, you know, it's a great time of sports year. Top headline. Urlacher says Jay Cutler not elite quarterback.
Why is he still bitching about him? Whatever.
He's on a radio station and he just fucking says it because he's not. Jay Cutler's fucking not elite quarterback. He says Jay Cutler is only elite in paycheck. And that's, okay, fine. Whatever. He says that. That's the top fucking story in ESPN.
Stupid, dude.
In the sporting world, that's all you got to say. Stupid, dude. You're fucking right, though. Another fucking headline. Peyton Manning calls out the scoreboard operator at fucking Broncos
Stadium. Yeah, what was that about?
Guy was playing jump around when they were on offense and the fucking crowd started going crazy. And I love the fact that jump around has become like an anthem.
Well, that's the song that Wisconsin, the fans play.
Right. And they shake they say the stadium literally shakes when they fucking jump.
Speaking of which, those kids don't go into the game. The whole student section is completely empty for the first quarter.
And then they go on fucking.
And it's just mass. Everybody comes in just banged up.
Yeah, Peyton was bitching. They're playing. Jump around during freaking when they're on offense. Right, scoreboard operator didn't have his best day today. I bet you that guy got fired because of fucking Peyton. Let's talk about the league real quick. Shit, only 5 minutes left. Pats dominant. Denver fucking made San Diego look bad and San Diego's good. Atlanta keep fucking losing. They're going to fire him before the year's over? No way.
No way.
No way. End of the year, though.
Yeah, he might be gassed.
Last fucking...
Could be like a dirt cutter. The OC could get the job, or, you know, it could be...
Oh, no way. They got a fucking clean house. He can't bring the OC, and they're not scoring enough points. Yeah. Buffalo lambasting the Jets. You see Geno today?
He's terrible.
Two of eight, what, three picks?
Yeah, but see, I remember you saying a couple times.
I like
you
Geno.
Like them. I mean, I know.
I know. I don't know shit about shit. That reminds me about my one time I fucking played quarterback for JV game. My JV quarterback got hurt my sophomore year. Like, you're playing quarterback. I threw six passes. No, one of them hit the ground. Two touchdowns, four picks.
Whew.
I wonder what the QB rating is on that. Two touchdowns, four picks. That's... won the game. 14-6 or something like that. Awesome. All I did was fucking step back and throw fades. 1-2. Pop. Gone.
Quick question. Out here, when you have JV play, does JV play on another field before the varsity? So if you're going to play a diamond bar or whatever, or is it JV playing midweek or how
Thursday.
Does it work? Okay, so they JV kids go Thursday, and then do they have to go to the game on Friday and watch pretty much and stand on the sidelines or suit up or what?
Some of them suit up. Some of them sit in the stands, and I don't think they have to. Am I fucking crazy? But I feel like we played JV games on Monday when I was a kid.
I was in high school, the freshmen
played on Fridays.
Like early. So like if Chumps would have had like a 7:30 game or something, like the freshmen
played like 3:30 on Friday.
Yeah.
And I think JV's played on Mondays. I'm like 90% sure about that.
Right, right.
It's kind of a trivia. Think about that. Interesting shit.
JV is... purgatory.
JV is awesome. I know. Weird shit happens. It is purgatory. Because if you're any good, you're probably going to be playing varsity or tearing it up on JV.
The best kids on JV are the juniors. The kids that just fucking should be on varsity. They aren't. I just remember in baseball, the kids that were on the JV team as juniors were borderline full-blown alcoholics at that point.
They were just fucking dip in the bus. And they make people take dip and get sick on the fucking bus.
Yep.
Speaking of sick, fucking Jacksonville should have taken Johnny Manziel. Even though I think Bortles is good, it just would have been more interesting to take Manziel. This fucking season sucks with Manziel sitting on the fucking bench.
Yeah. Did the Raiders win, by the way?
Kid, I made a bet. No, Raiders lost to Cleveland 23-13.
So they haven't won a game this year?
No, and a lot of people think they're going to go 0-16.
Oof.
Draft Marcus Mariota. I don't think they're going to draft Winston. They might. Kid, I made a bet. It's the first game I fucking gambled on all year, and I lost. I bet on Philadelphia for some reason versus Arizona. Lost last fucking minute on a freaking... Wasn't with a bookie or nothing. But I don't know.
Would you bet yourself?
I bet freaking one of my buddies. He was all fucking... Kid, Kansas City looks fucking... They're Jekyll and Hyde. They're 4-3. Blew out St. Louis because everybody was fucking jocking. What's his name? Austin Davis.
Yep.
Brett Favre came out and said he's going to be the next. But Tom, what is it? What does he mean by that? Come on, Brett. Talk about fucking too many concussions. And I like Brett Favre. It's amazing, though, that Brett Favre, you know, Peyton Manning's breaking all his records now.
Yeah.
It's amazing Favre had all those fucking records. Most touchdowns and most yards.
Crazy.
It's obscene.
Yeah. He has to have most interceptions as well, too, right? I would guess.
Probably. I would think so. There are some people out there. There are a couple quarterbacks out there. But yeah, probably. But fuck, you know, and Peyton Manning's 38, which they fucking remind us of every fucking 2 minutes.
No shit.
But yeah, Manning's sitting, and I don't think anybody's ever going to break any of Manning's records, to be honest. Peyton's going to fucking own everything.
Yeah.
He's going to play 4 more years.
He's a stud.
Unless he gets hurt. But, you know, I don't think he's going to get hurt. Fucking, that team looks too good right now. It's scary. This is the fucking Pats, though. This is it. This is it. No, it's not. It's just getting the playoffs, and whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm.
Kid, I am sweating my fucking nuts off in the last minute here. I thought we had AC in here now. I guess not. Are you still going to Knott's Scary Farm? With your girl? You said you were going
to
bring...
Oh, no. I was going to go to the L.A. Haunted Forest at Griffith Park. No, she was drunk, passed out when I left.
That's the way you do it.
Oh, dude, you know what I'm into now? I'm into rosé.
I don't even know what that is.
it's wine.
Yeah.
I'm starting to hammer that down. That's kind of why you drink that during the day, you watch Tommy take a little nap, come here, it's a good Sunday.
And that's it. Yeah, it's Sunday. And fucking, you going anywhere this week? No vacation? We didn't even talk about your Las Vegas trip.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Save that for next week.
Are you going anywhere?
No. Not this week. All local. Local yokels.
Yeah? You going to make money?
Hope so.
Cash in, kid. Cowboys fucking. Dude at the top.
Dude, right now. Yeah, exactly. They win tomorrow night. It'll be a good week.
It would be a good week. I would say the Redskins are the Cowboys' number one rivals, no?
Yeah, gotta be, yeah.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
People always like to say Giants, Eagles.
Yeah.
Fuck that. We're out. I'm the coach. This is Ingles. See you next week. Follow us on Twitter. Out. Later.